And now we're delighted to welcome John Filo to Law and Disorder.
How you doing?
Good. Yeah, hi, John. It's a real thrill to have you on. Of course, you come from a famous legal family. Your uncle, Harry Filo, was at one time a supervisor of our friend Jim Lafferty, who became the president of the Lawyers Guild a million years ago.
That's right.
And Jim used to tell me, because Harry was really the great injury lawyer representing workers and other people who are injured. And Jim told me, I asked Harry one time what the law was, and Harry said, the law is whatever I make it in the next case I have. I remember he wrote a 2-volume textbook on tort law. He was the president of the American Trial Lawyers Association. So you come from a great line, John, and it's good to have you on Law and Disorder.
Well, that's good. It's good to be here. You know, people will say that if they ask me if I'm related to Harry, particularly judges, and I'm never too sure where they're coming from.
Especially these days.
Yeah, exactly.
You are definitely with friends, and we're thrilled to have you. Now, Tova's given us an overview how individuals with claims call Sugar and you refer them to attorneys or tell them if their claims may not have merit, they can't be helped. But could you share with us a few of the kinds of legal claims that some workers at Walmart, Wack and Hut call you with?
Sure. You know, they're really all over the map in terms of the problems that the workers are facing. But you can see they reflect the workforce that the companies, you know, draw upon, particularly Walmart with its, you know, previously it went for recruited older workers, people who are younger, people who are on the edges, let's say, of, you know, their full-time employment careers. That worked for some of these workers in places and small communities, but it also makes them very vulnerable. They don't have a lot of options.
Meaning in terms of job security, benefits?
Job security, options if they lose the Walmart job. If it's in a rural community where the downtown is basically gone, in large part because of stores like Walmart, they don't have another place to go to work, particularly if they have an issue with Walmart.
When these people are messed over and they're so vulnerable, what can you do to help them?
Three ways that we seek to help them. In the first instance, we're screening their claims. If they have a claim, but we're unable to really undertake representation ourselves or get another attorney involved, we try to walk them through a process to protect their rights. We have had some success with that. And I'll tell you, particularly in the context of unemployment hearings, where Walmart hires these, and other companies do the same thing, these national sort of firms to process the unemployment compensation claims. Well, it's easy for these type of firms to just deny, deny, deny. Right out of the box. It's almost impossible for the individual worker to get a private attorney to come in on those cases. They're unemployed. They can't pay hourly fees. So what we try to do is assist them, give them advice. What do they have to do when they go to that unemployment compensation hearing? Also, we'll walk them through the employment discrimination process. We've seen quite a few disability discrimination, age discrimination, gender discrimination type claims come through. If it's not an immediately viable claim or there's some difficulty fact issues, we try to at least get them going through the EEOC process while we try to develop the facts further.
Now, John, do some people call you wanting to form a union?
They do. One thing is the union that we're working with tends to take the lead on those sort of roles.
So you'll refer people to the union directly for that?
Right. But we also do try to help them because there's always, you know, there's ancillary issues. They're being basically harassed because they've expressed some pro-union sympathies.
John Filo of the Sugar Law Center, you're the director there. Are you involved in litigation now? And if so, can you tell us some of the highlight cases that you're dealing with?
It's a relatively new project that we've been in. Through our cooperating attorneys, there's probably about 10 cases, 15 cases that are in suit. They tend to be straightforward sort of disability discriminations, gender and race discrimination at this point. There are some interesting matters we're looking at. I mean, there is one workplace that we've been involved with in speaking to workers where it appears they're using medical doctors who screen the, you know, the employees. And if they're problematic in certain ways and fall into a certain class of persons, they're ending up in these anger management programs where their job's basically held over their heads. But it seems to be retaliatory the way they're doing it.
John, if people want to get a hold of you and need the help of the Sugar Law Center, do you have a website or a phone number? I mean,
they can reach us through the website, which is, and then it's sugarlaw.org. Also through our phone number, 313 962-6540.
Excellent.
Any Walmart worker should get directly in touch with the Wake Up Walmart campaign, and I'll give you their number.
Good.
It's 866-253-1350.
When these projects started, were you originally approached by the unions, or did it come out of a series of individual claims?
It came out of talks through the with the unions. We worked closely with them on living wage matters and other matters, and we started talking about how we can help them outside of the way that they've used attorneys in the past. Mm-hmm. So this evolved.
Quite an innovative arrangement. Are any other organizations, to the best of your knowledge, doing this as well?
Not yet, although we have been talking to a few other unions and a few other campaigns about doing a similar sort of thing.
So it's kind of a nice pilot project.
It really is, and it's an evolving project. We started about a year ago. Since that time, about 6 months in, we added the second campaign. We've been learning from each of those campaigns.
Well, Heidi and I have both been involved in supporting unions in the National Lawyers Guild. It's good to hear somebody out there conducting the class struggle in the Midwest like we like to support it here in the East.
Is there anything that people listening who are interested in this can do to assist?
Well, it's certainly in terms of both. There's a Wake Up Walmart and a Whack and Hut Watch.
Whack and Hut Watch, right.
They're looking for those sort of contacts with activists and assisting them on a local level.
Oh, good.
What they can do.
John, it's been a pleasure. We're running out of time.
Thanks so much, John.
And thank you. Bye-bye.